During the months that we were working together on his telegraph, Bell often spoke to me of another invention he had in his mind. It was the telephone. I remember my surprise when he first told me that he expected soon to be able to talk by telegraph, explaining to me his conception of an electric current that would copy the vibrations of speech. This is the sound that Bell had always heard from the receiver when he had been listening before. And this is the astonishing sound with the overtones he heard on June 2nd, 1875. The moment Bell heard the overtones of that spring, he knew he had solved the problem of talking by telegraph. Those words should be the last he ever spoke to me. Alexander Graham Bell has passed away, but his successors shall carry forward to ever greater triumphs the work which he began, and as long as man exists, the art which Bell created shall endure.
Voice mailbox of 484-333-2858. To leave a voice message, press 1, or just wait for the 484-333-2858. Sorry, to set up your mailbox, you must call from your Sprint phone, and you must call from your home service area. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Fall Radio, episode something 16, or other.
16.5.
Special episode. It's pre-recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah, and my cat.
It's 4 a.m. out here on the East Coast, baby.
Yep, and it's It's almost 1. Yeah, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, thanks for fucking figuring out the fucking time zones for everyone. Lucky. I'm sure they fucking wouldn't know that without you.
Letting them know.
All right. Well,
not like it matters since it's pre-recorded. So let's
exactly. Exactly. All right, Default Radio, episode 16.5, special. This is Dakota. We haven't done a special ep for a while, bro.
No, sure haven't.
11-11 was the last special ep, man.
It was a good one, though.
Oh, it was definitely a good one, and hopefully this will also be a good one, but I doubt it. It's doubtful. I'm not putting all my money on that.
Yeah.
But anyway, definitely have reasons for doing this, all right? There's been a lot of updates, a lot of goings-on. In the world of Default Radio, one of them being that the website is now fully functional and active again. So, defaultradio.com is working. Excuse me. As are all at defaultradio.com email addresses. I noticed I logged into my box today. There was no email in there. So don't get scared, kids. It all works now. Anything you sent before, we didn't get. So, but it all works now. Send it to the at Default Radio. I'm, of course, decoder at defaultradio.com, fucking Lucky225 at defaultradio.com, and Doug is, I don't know what the fuck he is.
Doug at defaultradio.com.
Oh, it is Doug at I thought it was something else.
And then I think there's the default mailbox, which is 1111 at defaultradio.com.
Yes, the number is 1111 at defaultradio.com. But anyway, today's show, to tie up some loose ends, and for a few other things, actually. One of the loose ends I want to tie up is, actually, I should intro this, though. I shouldn't get right into that. Not only is the site working, right, but it's got a fucking redesign. Isn't that right, Doug?
Yep.
Courtesy of Nick84, so big shouts to Nick84. And not only did he help redesign the site, but he also got some show notes up there, which I think is from episode 9 to 16, I believe.
Yeah.
And I love the show notes, by the way. Definitely fucking awesome. But I'm reading through them, and I noticed something. On episode 14, I completely forgot about when I was having those failed attempts calling that Sprint voicemail box to play people that message. Well, you just fucking heard it at the beginning of the show. And all numbers were changed to protect the innocent. You know what I'm saying? So... That, of course, that 484-333-2858 number that we made it say, that's, of course, the default number. That wasn't the number that we called. Default isn't a Sprint phone. But anyway. But, yeah, so you heard that recording. So, I kind of want to have a little discussion about that. Now, Lucky, before we recorded the show, before we started recording, you were saying how that it's so if you have the Sprint phone, because I spoofed to that fucking shit. I spoofed its own number to it. And when I pressed star, it still gave me that fucking recording.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now, you would mention that if, let's say, you activate your phone, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's your phone. You call that, you call your voicemail from your Sprint phone, but let's say instead of being where you are in California, you took a little trip out to Vegas, and you wanted to set up your voicemail box out there.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you in your home coverage area?
Who knows? You gotta check your plans, and I guess this is contrary to what we were saying, I believe, in 11-11.
That you could spoof, yeah, that you could spoof and set up this. No, it's not, I don't know, see, that's the thing. I think
you can still spoof to get into the mailbox after it's set up, but I believe to set the mailbox up, to do the actual setup, they're going to want you to call from your phone, and you have to be in your calling area.
Yeah, but the main thing, though, with the Sprint phones was the dialing out from voicemail. Now, I'm wondering if you could still do that if you're not in the coverage area.
Who knows? I don't have a Sprint phone, and I never will.
Yeah, me neither.
That's a statement that I'm going to make right now.
I just don't know, man. We have to look into this more. That's going to be... I'm not going to promise anything we're going to play that because it took us fucking 3.5 episodes to fucking get that recording because, to tell you the truth, I completely forgot about it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was doing that day. That's the reason we did it on the show because I was just fucking around with it that day, and I decided to call it up, and it was a horrible fucking catastrophe. But what reminded me was not only the show notes, which were written by Nick84. Again, big fucking shout-outs to Nick84. The site definitely looks fucking dope, man. But Doug even mentioned that. he was like, yeah, you know, it looks like on 14 you promised about the Sprint box. And not only that, but I was also scanning some numbers today, and I came across, you know, a Sprint phone like that. And I pressed start, and it kind of all, like, came together like that. So I figured, you know, let's get this recorded. And that's actually, you know, how the show came about, was just getting that recorded. We decided, let's do it, man. Let's fucking do it.
Definitely.
And this is, of course, like I said before, pre-recorded. This is going to be aired, when is this?
March 10th.
Aired, streamed. We're going to stream this on March 10th. And,
yes.
March 10th has some significance.
Yes, it has a lot of significance. For one, it will be my 21st birthday.
Well, nobody gives a shit about that.
Just letting everyone know.
Well, nobody cares. What are they going to do? They're going to fucking send you a balloon? Nobody cares.
Just send me some alcohol. But anyways,
send a little alcohol to P.O. Box 1111, Guasti, California, 91743-1111.
Yeah, and I'll go pick that up. Other than that, on March 10th, 1876, Alexander Graham conducted the first successful experiment with the telephone.
Oh, did he?
This breakthrough.
What are you reading this from, man? Like the back of a box of cereal?
I'll give out the URL.
Can you tiny URL it, or is it already good?
You want me to tiny URL it?
I want you to make a cjb.net short URL.
Okay.
Because nobody uses that. Nobody uses it.
What the hell is that?
Go to cjb.net.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody uses these things. Go to cjb.net and shorten a URL with them.
How do you do that?
It says it on the bottom of the fucking page. Shorten a URL.
Oh,
all right.
See? There we go.
Yeah. Nobody uses that thing, so I figure everybody's using this fucking tiny URL. I say we just use the cjb.net.
Oh, my God. That's the longest URL I've ever seen. That's why no one uses it. But here it is. It's http://, V as in vagina, P as in pussy, I as in ILEC, A as in ass, Y as in yellow, .url.cjb.net, which now redirects to http://memory.loc.gov, that's loc.gov/, AMMEM/today/MAR10.html.
Okay, so what's our CJB.net now? What's the five letters?
Oh my God, B.
All I got out of that was yellow pussy ass.
Yeah, what's the five letters?
V P I A Y. That's V P.
Dude. You're overmodulated. Stop screaming. It's calm.
All right.
It's calm. We're Default Radio. We're calm. We're like Zen here at Default Radio.
Okay.
When Lucky isn't overmodulated. So one more time, can you do it? You don't have to do it so, like, fucking determined. You could just do it, you know, read it off. What's the fucking five goddamn letters?
V-P-I-A-Y.
vpiay.url.cjb.net. That ain't long at all. Vpiay. vpiay.url.cjb.net. There you go.
Yeah, say that five times fast, right?
I just fucking did. I said it three times fast. What do you want from me? Let's fucking... So continue with your talk about AJB, as I like to call him. AGB, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Alexander Graham Bell.
Talk about it.
This breakthrough, during which he uttered his famous directive to his assistant Thomas Watson, is recorded in March 10th entry of his lab notebook. The same day, Bell wrote his father of a great success and speculated the day is coming when telegraph phone wires will be laid onto houses just like water and gas.
Well, you know what? That's the day he stole it from Mucci. So we're all good.
Well, I just have to say one thing. I mean, I was born to be a freak. I was born on this day, and not only that, Alexander Graham Bell was born on March 3rd, 1847, which March 3rd is my dad's birthday, so it was just destined.
The similarities are striking.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah.
I was destined to be a freak.
Alexander Graham Bell, big shouts to him. If you're out there listening, yeah, thanks for the telephone. Bro.
Yeah, we'll give you a ring sometime. You got number portability for your old phone number, right?
Yeah, right. But then, you know, as I think I spoke about on previous episodes, fucking Bell never looked at the telephone as a personal communications device. He looked at more of it as a multimedia type, but as like a medium, you know what I'm saying? As if
It was going to be like to receive news and stuff like that.
Yeah, just dumb shit like you pick up your telephone and get like the latest fucking sports scores. you know what you can do at 800-555-TELL.
Tell me. Yeah.
Kill me. Thank you for calling 1-800-555-KILL.
Yeah, I don't think that one's set up yet.
Oh, damn it, we should. Oh, dude, that's exactly what VXML is for.
How would you like to be assassinated?
Yeah, right? That's what it's made for, baby. That's what it's made for. Well, that and something else. But anyway, moving right along. So we covered, the default. Everybody fucking send mail to anything you want at defaultradio.com. By the way, who right now is the proud recipient of a defaultradio.com email address, Doug? Has anybody got one yet? Did M-Theory get his?
Of course, yeah. He's even listed on our own contact page. But who else got one?
Okay, so M-Theory got one. Not Theory, you got your email. I had offered it to him, and he's like, I think I already have one. I was like, oh, well, fucking silly me. I don't fucking know these things. I'm just a host. Okay. I mean, I don't do anything else.
I don't think anyone has sent us Nikki Hilton's cell phone number.
Yeah,
so
Nikki Hilton's cell phone number. I'm still waiting for it. My man, Freaker2600, sent me a whole list of Greek names, but I don't recall saying that I was going to give out an email for that, for a list of Greek names. So, Freaker2600, if you just get me one more thing that's useful to me, you'll get an email address. So that's a promise, man. Because saying that. If somebody could play me back some audio of me promising an email address for fucking a list of Greek names, you go right ahead. Because my new semi-Greek name is Hermes Pythagoras. So, yeah. Pythagoras not really being Greek. I don't think Pythagoras, that's a common misconception that Pythagoras was a Greek. He was actually Phoenician. But not like anybody gives a fuck, so anyway.
Yeah. So anyway.
I don't think anybody cares. But yeah, so Freaker2600, send me one more thing, you can email address. So Doug, who has one besides Not Theory? Anybody?
Tron
didn't want his. That's another thing. I'm gonna call him out right on the show. The first person besides me, Lucky, I don't even think Doug had one at the time. And we offered one to Tron. We're gonna send it right up to his email address as a forward. You know fucking what? He said he didn't want it. So you know what? You know, I don't like that, Tron. You know what I'm saying? It hurts me inside.
Oh boy.
Tron's like, no, I don't want an email address. That show sucks. Yeah, you listen to it every week, so you know, whatever, Tron.
Listeners should send their response on how they feel about Tron not wanting a Tron at defaultradio.com. Just send Tron a little email to Tron@defaultradio.com.
Because it's already forwarded to Rude Italian Secrets, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Nice. So, yes, Tron will have an email address, whether he likes it or not.
Yeah, it's going to be at defaultradio.com.
Yeah, so you want to talk to Tron? Tron@defaultradio.com. You know what he's going to do? He's just going to block all email that's coming to that address. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, whatever. Sure. But I just dropped his email address, so if you didn't hear it, rewind. Anyway, moving right along.
Moving along, I think we need to come up with another something else.
I want Nikki Hilton's phone number. No, if I want Nikki Hilton's cell phone number, if you get it to me, that's it. We'll call her up on the show, and if it ain't her number, you ain't getting shit. Don't tell me, oh, it was her number last week. I don't want to hear it, bro. I don't want to fucking hear it, because you're damn skippy. That as soon as somebody sends me that shit, I'm gonna ring it right up, man. As soon as I see the email, so don't even get send it to me. You'll get an email address. You'll get two, maybe.
Send it to him personally at Decoder at Default Radio.
Yeah, send it to me personally.
No.
Decoder@defaultradio.com. Yeah, you're damn straight, because I ain't giving it to anyone else. I ain't giving that number out. Fuck you.
I thought we were going to give it out on the show, man.
Are you kidding me? I like her. I'm not going to, like, drop her number. Well, I'm going to own Nikki Hilton. I just want to talk to her.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to play that back to you.
Anyway. So, Doug, who else has an email? Nobody?
I believe just Majestic. I think that's it.
Majestic. Okay, Majestic also has an email. So send all hate mail to Majestic@defaultradio.com. Yeah, so, blah. No, anyway.
What the hell?
I'm only fucking around. We got shit, man. We got shit, listeners. I'm only fucking around. I ain't being serious, but I am. I'm going to light a cigarette.
Oh, my God. All right, so what are you going to do now, Dakota? Are you going to call up some numbers? I thought you were going to call a bunch of numbers all of a sudden.
Yeah, I'm going to call some numbers. Fucking give it a second, bro. We've only been going like 15 minutes. The fuck is wrong with you?
Jesus Christ.
Really good at the time.
I'm enjoying a nice, refreshing cigarette. So kids out there, just remember, you know, cigarettes, they make you feel good, man. They're good for you.
Yeah, but they are.
They are.
Well, Acton has one, but I'm thinking about removing it.
Yeah, you know? I'm getting a little pissed off at Accident lately from what you said, but, you know, I don't even want to talk about it. Accident's cool because he gave me an email address at his website, which I don't even think is up yet. But
email works, but the website isn't up.
Okay, so, yeah, if you want to send me an email to my Accident email, it's decoder at ubersource.net. The website should be up, I don't know, shortly.
Oh, yeah, well, that reminds me. I mean, not to diss Accident or anything, but you just get off that topic a little bit. We should talk about HBX.us, the free shell project.
HBX, hell yeah. Our good friend of
Hairball.
The Default Radio Show, Hairball. My man out there in PA. Isn't that where he's stationed at
right
now?
Yeah, I believe he's in Pennsylvania right now.
You broke up there, Lucky. But yeah, if you go to the HBX.us site, Hairball will tell you exactly where his offices are located, I think. He's back in PA. And, yeah, he's got a little free shells giving them out, owning people. What do you got to say about that, Lucky?
Yeah, all you got to do is SSH into hbx.us with the username new, N-E-W, and the password is new, N-E-W. That's another default tip of the week. That's a default password.
Default tip of the week. We need music for that, bro. You know what we need to do? You know what we need to do? I've got it. I have it. This is what we're going to do. Lucky, your default tip of the week has inspired me.
Okay.
We have to locate PlayStation, because that's another thing I promised in a previous episode that we haven't tied up that loose end yet about the commercials that PlayStation was going to do for us. But in the middle of the show, we're going to have PlayStation commercials. Not PlayStation the gaming system, but PlayStation the man, the myth. the greatest social engineer of all time, as a matter of fact.
He most definitely is.
Yeah, he's if he ain't the best, he's one of the best. He rivals the greatest out there. But he's going to be doing something.
Kevin would be a close call.
Most definitely. But he's going to be doing some, they're not going to be real commercials for anything. They're just going to be fake, funny little commercials that we're going to put out there. And so we're going to have those in the middle of the show. And, in the middle of them, you know, it's just going to be some different music that comes on, and fucking you're going to be like, hey, this is Lucky 225 with the default radio tip of the week. And you're going to give out that info. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be comical. It's going to make this show a fucking joke. That's what it's going to do. But anyway.
It's going to be great.
I don't care. I really don't. I don't care about anything, man.
How it is at default.
All right. So, yeah, new and new. Log in. HBX.us, man. Fucking... and this is specifically, as it says on the webpage, specifically for you to use that shell and hack. So, do what you got to do. That's all I got to say.
The truth.
You will get owned, by the way.
Say what?
You're going to get owned by using that.
By using what?
That HBX shell.
Why would I get owned?
Oh, no. I mean, you, just like people in general.
They're going to get owned by using that shell.
Oh,
it's a free shell.
Yeah, people are going to get owned.
It's a free shell.
Oh, trust me.
It's just something to use, to hack.
Oh, holy fucking fuck. No, I saw a post on the forums where somebody said, they signed up, logged in, and within 20 seconds they got a message that said, hey, I own you, or some bullshit.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know, man. So, yeah, use the fucking shell. It's all good. Fucking great. But yeah, you know, one of the things, fucking shit, one of the things that we haven't really done that much of on Default Radio is make telephone calls. I mean, this is supposed to be like a show about phone freaking, I think. It's really, you know, some people say that it's strayed away from that, but I just say that it's broadened.
That's just a little broad.
Yeah, it's just that we have, our horizons are wide, man. We got far-reaching topics on this show. So sometimes it does stray away, if that's the way you want to put it. From telecommunications, and one thing that we haven't done a lot of is make the phone calls. And I don't know, man. I spend a lot of time fucking dialing around numbers, just checking shit out. It's really called exploring. It's like a form of urban exploration or any kind of exploration, but it's just within the telephone system.
Yes, definitely.
So sometimes when I'm bored, nothing to do, I pick up the phone and, you know, bang out a few random numbers. And, you know, believe it or not, I found some pretty good stuff just dialing completely random numbers. You know?
and I have to give you mad props for that. Some of the best numbers I've ever got have came right from Decoder.
And just I just do random. It, just shit. Random. I just bang them out at random.
You know, Decoder, I mean, not to get into your personal life or anything, but I remember one day you gave me a number that you got this number in your dream, and you just had to call it, and
yeah.
It was something cool.
As a matter of fact, yeah, that's exactly what happened. And it fucking worked, too. It was something real good, which I'll never give out. The only reason I won't give it out is actually because due to someone else, but I shouldn't get into that. But, yeah, man, I fucking sleep fucking freaking mad. But,
yeah.
Oh, fuck, did I lose the numbers? No, we got a few numbers here. Now, one of these, I just was scanning out some exchange today, and I got a few stupid little recordings, but one of them was really interesting, actually. And I'm going to call it up right now. This number is 212-221-9920, and I'm going to give it a ring right now. Hold on a second here.
All righty. Got Decoder dialing up the numbers.
Realizing your time is valuable, perhaps you would like to send an email to hr.helpline@core.verizon.com, or you can remain on the line to speak with a member of the Helpline team.
What the hell is that?
I don't know, but they do realize that my time is valuable. So I don't know. I don't know what that email address is. I don't know what it's for, but somebody can go find out, hr.helpline@core.verizon.com. Don't know what it is. You know what
Sounds
I'm saying?
Sounds like some human resources or something.
Yeah, human resources. I don't know what the fuck. It's obviously for employees, but which core.verizon.com? It's not a valid URL. I can tell you that. It's probably on their intranet.
Most definitely.
Yeah, and there was another number in there, which is kind of an old recording, that I'm going to ring up right now. Same area code, same exchange, 9949.
You know, Web used to do that shit, that corp.webtv shit.
The New York Telephone Customer Response Center is closed. We are open Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., except holidays. Thank you for calling New York Telephone. The New York Telephone Customer Response Center is closed. We are open Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., except holidays. Thank you for calling New York Telephone.
New York Telephone.
Yeah, you know how fucking old New York Telephone is, man.
Yeah, that predates 9X.
Well, New York Telephone was actually a 9X company.
I see.
New York Telephone in New England, New England Bell, or New England Telephone. I think they were called New England Bell. I forget. It was New Jersey Bell, that's right. I don't know if they were called New England Bell or New England Telephone. It's neither here nor there, but that's actually what made up 9X. And then one day, they just decided to just go around calling them, both of themselves 9X. You know what I'm saying? But that goes back a ways. I'm saying like 92, 93. So this is like a 10-year-old fucking error message just sitting around for no reason on a valuable 212 number. People want those fucking numbers, man.
Yeah.
And some fucking 10-year-old fucking goddamn error message is sitting there telling me that the New York Telephone Customer Response Center is closed. I don't know what the fuck that is. I know goddamn well Verizon doesn't have no customer response center. I'll tell you that much. I don't know, man. But you got any numbers? Because I have some more, actually. But I closed that folder.
What the hell? I don't have any numbers on me right now.
I thought you were just calling something before, man, that you were telling me was pretty weird.
Oh, the glossy one with the area code, or the prefix one prefix?
Yeah. Call that up, man.
Well, I can't call it up because I can't flash over until it's already happened.
Oh, but I can't reach it because I'm not on the glossy switch.
No, you should be able to. You called it before.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
So it's 909-390-1390?
That's correct.
All right, hold on a second. Let me ring that up.
Ringing it up.
Yeah, some fucking... Ow. Yeah, right? Some weird shit before a milliwatt. I don't understand what that is either, by the way.
Yeah, it sounds like it's about to do like a stutter dial tone or something, and then it goes into a milliwatt.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, you said in Southern California, well, at least in your area, that the prefix and then one and the prefix again always has some interesting shit.
That's correct.
But some of them you can only reach if you're on the switch.
Yeah, most of the time you just get a reorder or something.
Okay, yeah, because I tried my little, my 818, and it just gave me a reorder.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, speaking of that, here's a number that I'm not going to give out, but I'm going to call it anyway.
Okay.
Just to show some people something. Hold on a second.
Calling the unknown number.
Great holding time, Lucky.
Get up there.
Oh, I think they changed the password. Oh, fuck. Hold on a second.
All righty.
Okay.
Owned.
Dial 1 to set passwords. Dial 2 to select busy test or dialing method. Dial 3 to read or change prefixes. Dial 4 to read or clear timers. Dial 5 to set number of digits to select subscriber line. Dial 6 to set access timeout parameters. Dial 7 to read or clear counters. Dial 8 to enable or disable permanent signal release. Dial 0 to clear alarm.
Well, I ain't gonna do shit. But right there, that was a direct access test unit in Southern California.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they got them. That was actually, that particular one is in the 818 area code.
I see.
But I'm not going to give up the number because, I don't know, you see what happened last time I gave
out. We gave out tattoos.
Yeah, they all get fucked up. And this one already, user password used to be default. I don't know what the fuck happened, but the system password continues to be default. So.
Yeah. Beautiful.
There you go. That was the insides of a Datu, if you'd never heard one. I mean, it used to be something, you know, just every day. But now that all the passwords are changed everywhere, those things might become, I don't know, people might stop fucking talking about them, using them. I don't know. But if you want information on Datus, you could always visit the prolific website, datutoday.tk, run by Majestic. Yep.
All righty. Well, I have some numbers here in front of me, Decoder, that I'm looking through because I didn't post the glossy text file on my website yet, which I'll be doing this after the show.
Glossy.txt.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Here's a couple numbers. 909-390-9900. Why don't I give it out a little?
Oh, I have
ring
to call this shit. Hold on a second.
Oh, what the hell?
Somebody's using it. What is it?
Hold on. Let me try that.
All right. Somebody's using it. I'm telling you. Whatever it is. Doug.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Engineering.
Good. That's the
are
right
you
answer.
Are you sure there's someone using it?
Yeah, why?
And there goes Lucky.
What the fuck is going on?
Call VoIP, baby. It's the most reliable thing today.
These fucking fake telephones. You and your wacky little fucking $2 fucking Fisher-Price phones, man.
Oh, man, I'm going back to Vonage. I'm so tired of packing eight.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, we're going to have to talk to an operator today, actually. That's what we're going to do. Yo, what just dropped?
There goes Lucky.
Oh, that's Lucky? Fucker, you know? This is the point where the show turns into a fucking conference. I don't know, listeners. That's what people have been complaining about. You know what I'm saying, Doug? They said the show sounds like a conference. I think this would, you know, what was the original name for the show again, Doug?
Phone time or something.
Conf radio. Remember that?
Hello?
Yeah, you're here, Lucky. What the fuck happened?
I don't know what the hell happened. Okay, did you call it again?
No, why?
Okay, dude, I don't know why you're getting a busy, but when I call it, and I'm calling from VoIP, so it shouldn't make a difference. 909-390-9900. I get static, and then it immediately hangs up.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, yeah, it hung up on me. Okay, you know what? Probably because I bet you if I try to call it back right now, it'll be busy. Watch.
Okay. See if that's going to be busy now.
I guess fucking not. I don't know why I was getting it busy.
That's really weird, man.
All right, well, I was getting it busy. That was an actual busy. That wasn't a reorder. That wasn't any bullshit. That was an actual busy signal.
Well, speaking of busy, if you call 909-390-9908, you'll always get a busy signal.
Yeah, I love those always busies, man, because you know what, man? I fucking forward my calls to those things, bro.
Oh, my God. I have a ton of them, dude. I got 9913.
Oh, I got whole exchanges filled with busies, man. Save it for the text file. Save it for the text file.
Yeah, yeah. There's tons of busies in here.
Save it for
text. And I got tons of carriers.
Now, what I want to do right now, what I'm going to do, and this is another, you know, I hate to call numbers that I'm not going to give out, but...
I didn't mean to cut you off, Dakota, but I wanted to discuss this one.
Okay.
Now, most statues, the phone number ends in 9935, correct?
Well, that's just for your New Jersey is the only place I found that. Vermont
is
9979 and 9980. New York is all over the place.
Now, this is not a datu, but I wanted to know what the fuck it is. If anyone knows what this is, it's 909-390-9935.
9935, let me call it up. Hold on.
Yeah. It just seems kind of weird that this would be on that particular stuff.
How many times does it ring?
Once. Should. I don't know why it's ringing twice now.
Will it respond to DTMF?
No.
Is it sustained?
Hang it up. I can't hear you.
Does it go like that forever?
Yeah.
Weird. It's just a test tone.
What the hell?
I don't know. Just a test tone, man. I find all sorts of the fucking weird tones you hear, man. Like this particular one. I'm looking through a notebook here, really old scans. I hope this one still works.
Okay.
This is 914-631-9967. Let me ring this up.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, weird stuff, man. Weird and wacky and wild stuff. Now, like I said, I hate to call numbers. You can hear me flipping pages and shit. This is one of my old books, man.
I'm just going to get through a couple more here on the glossy switch.
Well, dude, save it for the text file, because I got something here I actually want to talk about. A while ago, and we didn't do it because of Doug, but we were going to do... an episode dedicated to directory assistance and having fun with it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And we've been holding on a lot of stuff. I mean, we had some good ideas for that, but Doug wasn't around. We never did it. It's not even a missing episode, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
If I could find this fucking number, we did have a few numbers that we wanted to play with, and I got one right here, which is actually a non-supervising number, meaning that...
Really?
Yeah, it's non-soup. You wouldn't get charged for it. I'm not giving it out, so it don't fucking matter. But the point being that I was actually, when I found this number, I was on a comp with Majestic. And I had him call it, and he is on a Sprint phone, right? And when the op came on, she said something, we were saying shit, and she couldn't hear us.
Yeah.
Because Sprint doesn't let the call go through until it soups. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So the call didn't register, Sprint muted it. But when I call it, I get through just fine, I hope. We'll see. You know what I'm saying?
Because Verizon Long Distance lets your audio pass through. It doesn't care.
Well,
but most long distance carriers like AT&T are going to block your audio pass until there's answer supervision.
Really?
Yeah. Well, if you dial that through 1010-288, I guarantee you she won't be able to hear us.
All right. Well, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to dial this number, which is a non-supervising backdoor POTS number to a directory assistance op in New York. And the weird thing about this is that we already determined that, and this is proven by you, Lucky, that the number that we're actually calling is the number that the operator thinks we're calling from.
Yep, that's correct.
You can bill, not bill calls, but when you get your number and it says, like, you know, to automatically dial this number to charge of however much money, press 1. You can do that. The problem is that you can only look up numbers in New York. That's the problem. But I'm going to call it up through AT&T because I know it works through Verizon.
Use 1010732. I'm going to take that as my guarantee statement. And I'm going to guarantee it on 1010732.
Well, I'm actually going to go a different route. I'm going to go a different route, but I'm going to go through AT&T. Okay?
Okay. All right.
And I'm going to call it up right now. Now, I'm sorry, listeners, for not giving out this number, but I might make it available upon... No, I'm not even going to say that. No. It's not going to be available until I fucking never use it anymore. This is one of those things where, since you could charge shit to it, that it will go down if abused. And I'm not going to have it go down. This is my personal number. Kids, you want good numbers? Fucking scam. You know, I hate to be an idiot like that, but I'm not giving this shit out. Hold on a second. Let me try calling it up.
Director assistance, what city, Decoder?
Shh, what?
What cities and states?
New York, New York.
Thank you. In operation.
Is that what city?
New York.
Manhattan.
I'm looking for the listing Hotel Pennsylvania.
Oh, no. And please hold for two. Thank you.
Sure, thank you.
For the first listing, the number is area code 212-736-5000. For the second listing, the number is area code 212-290-2224. The number you requested, area code 212-736-5000, can be automatically dialed by pressing the number 1 or saying the word yes at the tone for an additional charge of 35 cents. Please hold while we complete your call.
Completed.
Thank you for calling the New York Hotel Pennsylvania, centrally located across the street from Madison Square Garden and Penn Station. If you know your party's extension, please enter it now. For guest rooms, press 1. For hotel reservations, press 2.
I think you can hang up now.
Yeah, enough of that. All right. Well, I didn't go through 1010732, but I placed that call on AT&T's network.
Well, you know what, Decoder, if there was any way that you could give me that number,
you have it.
Yeah, I know. I don't have it on me right now, though.
Ah, you jerk. Save it.
Yeah.
For another time. This will be concluded on a future episode of Default Radio. We'll see. Other carriers will let you go through. I was using AT&T's long-distance network, most definitely. Now, I will say that the number... Wait a minute. I was not on AT&T's network.
Yeah, just do 1010732. It doesn't suit. You're not going to get charged.
Yeah, let me do 1010732?
Yes.
All right, hold on a second.
All right,
you have reached a private network. If you feel you have reached this recording in error,
all right, try 1010288.
Your business line, please.
Okay, you should have let that recording play out. The pretty cool error message. 1010288. I'm gonna try.
Yeah, lucky.
Well, maybe you didn't dial 1 or something. I don't know why it didn't go through.
He didn't dial 1.
Fuck you.
What cities and states?
New York, New York.
Thank you. In operation.
It went through, bro.
You don't know that.
Yes, it did, dude, because
I just said thank you because...
Holy shit, bro. Can I fucking talk? Just let the listeners out there know, that particular number, when you call it... Dude, when Majestic called it through his fucking Sprint phone, the goddamn thing, when it said what cities and states, we said fucking New York, New York. Again, what cities and states, we said it again. Please hold for an operator, okay? AT&T lets you get through. The number doesn't soup. That's it. End of story. AT&T lets you get through to non-supervising numbers, kids. Shut up, Lucky.
They do. I'm crazy then. I don't know, dude. I got some non-souping numbers that it just won't let me get through to, but whatever.
On what kind of, which, through what?
It was on a old step-by-step switch out in Canada where when you called 819-547-3443, which doesn't work anymore because it's not a step anymore.
It was a reorder.
Yeah, no, it was not a reorder. It would get you a intercept operator that would ask what number you called.
Oh, okay.
And then she'd just type in the number and say, yeah, this number is not in service or something. But anyways, the intercept operator would not be able to hear you if you went through AT&T or, you know, through something other. You had to go through MCI to talk to her. That's all I knew.
Yeah, but dude, this is where, once again, you're wrong. Let me tell you why. AT&T will let you get through to non-supervising numbers. Because 959 numbers, with, you know, numbers that in the exchange 959, any area code, and, well, not any area code, but a lot of area codes in 959, you can get those error messages and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's also numbers that echo out on there. And you know goddamn 100% well that those are non-supervising numbers.
That's true.
And they echo. I'll call one right now, bro. I will call.
No. I believe you.
Okay, so once again for the kids, regardless of what Lucky says, AT&T will let you get through and speak through non-supervising numbers. There you go. Sprint?
Maybe it's Sprint.
Sprint doesn't let you at all, but I just went through AT&T's network and you heard it. I could have finished going through, but they heard me when I said New York, New York.
Well,
so they said, thank you.
I called it through Sprint, 1010-333.
1010-333? All right, I'm going to try it. Hold on. Making sure this is Sprint.
Welcome to Sprint's long-distance services. 51.
Okay, I wanted to make sure that was Sprint. Hold on a second.
Oh, Jesus. Don't believe me? Calling me a liar? You calling us or what?
What cities and states?
New York, New York.
We didn't hear your response.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
States?
New York.
Please hold for an operator.
Yeah. Sprint does not let you pass audio through non-supervising numbers, but AT&T does, as does Verizon. Kids, you could try it yourself. What you want to do is, and I'm going to give this number out. Fuck it. What you want to do is what I'm going to do right now. Call any area code. It should work in most area codes. Most older area codes, meaning the ones that in the middle there's a 0 or a 1 for the middle digit. And you want to dial 959-1088 over AT&T's. Oh, no, you can't do that through Sprint. That's right.
Yeah, 959s are only AT&T prefixes.
Yeah, damn, how can you test?
I'll get them a non-supervising number. That's another empty promise that I'm going to have to make here. But
well, I can't give this number out. Like I said, fucking people want to complain, say that I'm a dick for not giving the number out. You could fucking charge us 35 cents to this number.
You're a dick decoder.
I'm not giving it out. It has the potential to be abused and shut down. I like the number, to tell you the truth, and I don't want it to go down. I've seen a lot of shit go down in the past couple of months, and fucking, let me tell you, this ain't going down. No more of my shit is going down.
Well, speaking of directory assistance numbers, we'll call another number here that we won't give out.
Okay, can I ask for a listing?
Yeah, sure.
Another number that we won't give out?
Yeah, another number that we won't give out. Pretty much like yours, that we can charge. Well, actually, when I call it, it's not going to let us call. But if you called it from your own phone and you passed any ANI, it will supposedly bill it to your ANI. But because it's not a cell phone, you'll never get the bill.
Really?
Yeah. If you're calling from a Verizon wireless phone, I haven't tested that.
No.
Maybe.
Lucky, that's my number, was given to me personally from Verizon Wireless. You're not going to be charged on Verizon Wireless either, because I did it all the time.
Okay, so now what I want to know is, what should we look up?
Look up anything. Hotel Pennsylvania again. Who cares?
I don't want to look up the Hotel Pennsylvania again. Let's make this fun. What should we look up?
Let's see.
Let's just do horoscopes.
Horoscopes. Hey, yeah, they do horoscopes on Verizon Wireless Directory Systems, don't they?
Do they?
Well, let's find out.
You ask him. If not, what you want to do is you want to just pull the white sword. Ask him information.
All right.
Ask him what the Roman numeral MMVII stands for.
M&M.
Yes, that's right. All right, hold on. I'll call it up.
This is where you hear James Earl Jones.
Acton Wireless 411 Connect.
I am your father.
Alrighty.
Did
you answer,
please?
Yeah, I was wondering, do you guys give out horoscopes?
Yes, we do, sir.
I need a horoscope for, do you give it for specific dates? Like, could I ask for March 10th?
Okay.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Your birthday tomorrow?
On the 10th, yeah.
You're a Pisces.
Yep.
All right.
You're kind of quiet, ma'am. Could you read that over again, or?
The sun is in Pisces, the moon is in Libra. An older person can teach you a lot about money and quality. You often have to pay more for the best, but not if you know where and how to look. Love, you're an 8, work a 7, and communication an 8.
Oh, okay.
Okay, have a good day for tomorrow. Have a good day, sir.
Oh, thank you very much, ma'am. I'm gonna go sign up for bondage now. Thank you very much. You've enlightened me. I gotta pay more for the best. You know what? Fuck it.
Shut up already. She hung up already. Shut up.
That was the best 9 cents ever, man.
All right. So yeah, that's another local backdoor Verizon. That's a wireless 401, and you can get a directory assistance anywhere in the fucking country, I believe. The number is the last one that I want to do, and this is the number I am going to give out. Now we're on the topic of the Lucky. Are you still here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay,
man. I'm right here.
When you were quiet, I think you dropped because of your shitty fucking pocket 8.
Talk so much.
Yeah, right.
Well, you heard the horoscope, man. I got to get rid of it. I got to get rid of this shit.
I hear you, man. The horoscope is right. Get rid of pocket 8. I think that's what Verizon said. And get that new Verizon Nortel voice that's coming out soon.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Never mind. We'll do that. Well, that's something for Friday that you're going to hear about that. The other one. Now that we're on the topic of directory assistance, since we haven't given out those numbers, I'm going to give out this trick, and I hope it works this time. I'm going to have to give this little explanation. What happens is when you call TELUS, 800-646-0000, and you ask for directory assistance, what happens is if you let the menu play out, they'll give you an intercept operator, okay? And if the operator does not look on their screen and notice that the call came in on an intercept and that it hasn't been billed yet, they'll give you free directory assistance. So it's kind of like a hit-and-miss type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm going to try this right now. Now, I haven't called TELUS in a while, Lucky. I can't opt-divert to it, can I?
You can, but not through 1010-2880.
Okay, so that's true. All right,
you're going to have to call it direct anyways if you're going to do the menu trick.
Yeah, I'm going to have to call this direct. So I'm going to call TELUS direct right now. We're going to have to try to do the menu directory assistance trick. As I said, it might not work. This is a pre-recorded episode, but you know what? We don't have all night. It's fucking almost 5 in the morning. We're going to end the show soon. I just want to get this out there. So we're going to try it once. If it doesn't work, we might try this a future episode. So.
And by the way, I have another directory assistance trick after this.
That's going to be the last one when we get on the show. It's almost 5 in the morning here, man. But let me call it up right now. Let's see if it works. Hold on.
Welcome to TELUS. Bienvenue à TELUS. For service in English, press 1. Press 1 to place a long-distance call. Press 2 for directory assistance. To charge this call to a calling card, enter the calling card and PIN number now. To charge this call to another number, please press 1, 2. For person-to-person and other calls, please press 0 for the operator.
By the way, I'll make the directory assistance, okay? To cut
here, you do it. Good.
To charge this call to a calling card, enter the calling card and PIN number now. To charge this call to another number, please press 1, 2. For person-to-person and other calls, please press 0 for the operator.
Welcome to TELUS Directory Assistance. For what city, please?
Kamloops, Alberta.
Thank you. For what name, please?
Winks Gas Station.
Please wait while the operator looks for that number.
Now, Sis Patty, how are you billing the directory charge? Do you have a TELUS calling card?
Fuck. They know the trick. Never mind. We're not going to do this today. We're going to record that one day. We're going to do it some other day. We're going to record it and play it on default radio without actually working. I shouldn't have even tried it. You know what I'm saying? Because it never works the first time. It used to all the fucking time. But
yeah.
I don't know what
happened. Reminds me of the caller ID spoofing.
Yeah. It reminds me of a lot of things. But anyway.
Anyways, getting on. My next directory assistance trick here. The directory assistant extravaganza, I was going to say. But anyways, here's another little trick that I found. Just fooling around at a payphone, I needed the phone number for a particular restaurant that I was trying to find, and I didn't want to get charged on my cell phone. And I didn't have any quarters. I didn't know what I was going to do. I figured I'll just try and social engineer the zero operator or something. So I had almost given up all hope. I was sitting there at the payphone. I just said, fuck it. I dialed 411. And, of course, it said, you know, please deposit 50 cents. And I was like, I just slammed the phone on the hook, picked it back up immediately, didn't know what I was going to dial next. But little to my surprise, did I hear, what city and state, please?
That's all you do. You dial 411, you slam the phone down in disgust, and you pick it back up again, and it'll be right there for you.
Well, not so much. I mean, basically the trick is dial 411. It has to be from an Axe payphone, you know, where you could just red box the 50 cents, but let's say you don't have a red box on you. When it asks for the 50 cents, you flash the hook switch momentarily, you know, just like you were going to place a three-way call or something. And, next thing you know, you're going to have a directory assistance operator online.
There you go. That's a good trick right there. Payphone fucking freaking. That's right, baby. Now,
yep.
I'm pissed off about this TELUS thing, man. Fucking shit. We'll have that soon, man. We're going to have a recording. And it's going to be me, and it's going to be me looking up Winx gas station in Camrose, Alberta.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Fuck. And they're going to do it for free. And then after they give me the number, I'm going to be like, I didn't pay for that shit, bitch. I'm going to call them back and tell them that. I thought you were going to say something dumb, Lucky. You should have.
Like what?
I should have, like, I'm not doing this anything. I just want it for free. What the fuck?
I'd like to do a third party. What's your phone number, ma'am?
Yeah, right. But anyway, I don't know. I think that's it. I think that's all she wrote, man.
I believe it is too. So that concludes another
special
episode.
Another special episode
of Default Radio.
A very special episode of Default Radio. That's right. So this has been 16.5. It's airing March 10th, fucking anniversary of what's his name, fucking Alexander Graham Bell, fucking
inventing the telephone.
Not inventing it, but you know, making the first fucking
Making the patent.
Making the patent, setting it up, stealing it from everyone else. Big shouts to fucking my man AGB. Fucking rocking the candlestick phone or whatever the fuck he was using. I don't even know.
And right now I'm getting my ass drunk, and you guys don't even know it because this is pre-recorded.
It's pre-recorded. Yeah. This episode of Default Radio has been pre-recorded before a live studio audience. And
yeah, my two cats.
Yeah, his two cats and...
What was it Lucky said, or Not Theory said? Default Radio is pre-recorded in front of a live Lucky.
Yeah, right.
I
what was that? What was that? When we were doing the show on Lucky's answering machine?
Well, we were doing episode 9, I believe. And Lucky was just like, I'm just going to be in the background, you know, I'm not going to really be on the show that much.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
yeah.
And, like, there was... you actually said that. And then we were going to use that for the show, but we never used that clip.
We could use it now. Default Radio was recorded before a live Lucky.
Yeah, we'll do it at the very beginning, you know, like old sitcoms used to do.
All right, well, that about wraps it up, man. I don't know. It's fucking 5 in the morning out here on the East Coast. And I just wanted to say, by the way, if I sounded, like, low on this episode, I meant to say this before. It's because I've been trying to be quiet. It's 5 in the morning. I don't want to be screaming in my house, but... Anyway,
I scream in my house all the time. It doesn't matter what time it is.
Go suck a fucking cock, Lucky. Anyway, so Doug.
Yeah.
Doug, you got any shouts?
I got a shout to Nick84.
Yeah, big shouts to Nick84.
So the website, the show notes, all that stuff.
That's it?
Yeah, that's and St. Dog and Bluda Howl, of course, for DDP Hack Radio.
Yeah, definitely. DDP Hack Radio, which is what you're listening to right now. Default Radio on DDP Hack Radio. Lucky.
Yep. Well, I'm going to have to give a shout-out to Cursed and Majestic. And,
Yeah,
my man Alexander Graham Bell. Give a shout-out to him.
Fuck yeah.
My two cats.
Shouts, of course, this week, Nick84, definitely, for hooking it all up. Stank Dog and Voodoo Hal, and shouts to Not Theory, because he hasn't been on the show for like a couple of fucking months.
Yeah. Shouts to my cordless phone, it's about to die.
Shouts to your fucking mother, man. Fuck you. Alright, well, since Lucky's phone is dying, that's it. This is the end of Default Radio.
And as always,
everything is always
on default.
Fucking, we never, still haven't figured out why, man. Why do people leave their shit on default, Lucky?
I don't know.
I don't know either, man. Later. Recorded before a live Lucky.